Good morning, and welcome to Simply Finance. It's Wednesday, May 1st. On today's show, Queskin announces retirement as Executive Vice Chancellor for Finance and Chief Financial Officer at Washington University in St. Louis. Plus, we take a look at how Birmingham City Council ended up in a financial crisis, and Synchrony and Service Titan team up to offer home improvement financing. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Finance. We start off with news from Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform. Even as it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe, Figma is adding new generative AI features to its FigJam whiteboard tool. The new capabilities aim to make it easier for users to get started and organize projects in FigJam. For more, we turn to our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma adding to FigJam?
Figma is introducing three key generative AI features to FigJam. First, there's a tool to help create new FigJam boards from scratch. Users can describe what they need, like a calendar or project timeline, and the AI will generate a template to get started. This addresses the blank page problem that can intimidate new users.
Interesting. What about for boards that are already in progress? Is Figma using AI there as well?
Yes, the second new feature helps organize the sticky notes that users post on a FigJam board with ideas or tasks. As a board grows, it can become unwieldy. The new AI capability will automatically sort those notes into logical groupings by theme or responsible person to keep things tidy and manageable.
That could certainly help keep complex projects on track. Is there anything else?
The third addition is a summarization feature. Once a FigJam board is full of sticky notes, the AI can generate an automatic summary of the key points. Figma says this will save users a lot of time synthesizing the information manually. It's all about leveraging AI to make the collaboration process smoother and more efficient.
What's enabling these new AI capabilities under the hood?
Figma is harnessing OpenAI's large language model and has fine-tuned it to understand Figma and FigJam-specific concepts. The company says it has also implemented controls to prevent the AI from generating any harmful or inappropriate content.
When will these new AI features be available to FigJam users?
Figma is launching these generative AI capabilities in FigJam as an open beta starting today. The company seems eager to enhance its platform, even with the pending Adobe acquisition. Analysts say it's a smart move, as surveys show over 70% of employees struggle with collaboration. Making the tools more intuitive and automated could help Figma expand its user base beyond its core designer audience.
Thanks for the update on Figma's new AI features. It will certainly be interesting to see how they impact collaborative design work. Shifting gears now, questions are emerging about how exactly Birmingham City Council ended up in a financial crisis, and whether the figures behind its problems actually add up. The council has cited a massive equal pay liability as the main reason for its financial woes. For more on this developing story, we turn to our correspondent on the scene. Can you walk us through the timeline of events that led to this crisis?
The problems seem to have started back in April 2022, when the council launched a major upgrade to its IT systems, the first such overhaul since 1999. Despite warnings from IT staff that the new system had not been fully tested, the council moved ahead. Issues quickly materialized, but officials initially downplayed the severity. A year later, in April 2023, the then chief executive admitted in an email to councilors that the IT transition was not going smoothly and had impacted finance and HR operations. A task force was formed to address the problems.
And this IT debacle then snowballed into the current financial crisis the council finds itself in.
It appears to have been a major contributing factor. In June 2023, the council abruptly announced it was facing an equal pay liability of up to £750 million, catching many councillors completely off guard. By September, the council's chief finance officer issued what's known as a Section 114 notice, effectively declaring the council bankrupt. The notice specifically cited the massive equal pay claims as the reason for the council's dire financial position.
The scale of this crisis prompted an unprecedented intervention by the central government, correct?
That's right. In October 2023, the government appointed 6 commissioners, the most ever assigned to a local authority, to help run Birmingham City Council over the next 5 years. The commissioners were given broad powers, including over financial governance and scrutiny of strategic financial decision-making. The council has since received permission for £1.25 billion in exceptional financial support from the government to cover costs, including over £800 million for the equal pay claims.
And now the council is being forced to make deep, painful cuts to try to balance the books and dig out of this financial hole.
The budget cuts passed by the council in March are thought to be the largest in the history of any local authority. Up to 600 council jobs are being eliminated. Arts funding is being gutted, community centers sold off, streetlights dimmed, and bin collections reduced. Residents are also being hit with a 21% council tax hike over the next 2 years. There are still many unanswered questions, though, about how the council ended up in this position and if the huge equal pay liability figures are accurate. The coming months will likely bring more scrutiny and hopefully some clear answers.
A dire situation for Birmingham, indeed. We will continue to follow this story as it develops. Shifting gears now to some business news, consumer finance company Synchrony has launched a new partnership with contractor-focused software platform ServiceTitan. The goal is to make it easier for contractors to offer financing options to their customers. For more on this, we're joined now by our Simply Finance correspondent. So what exactly will this partnership enable for contractors using the ServiceTitan platform?
This partnership will allow contractors in the field to give their customers the option to apply for financing directly through the ServiceTitan platform. Synchrony is providing their direct-to-device application process and pre-fill technology to streamline this. Once a customer applies, the contractor will get the application response right there in the platform, and if approved, they can move forward with the sales process, all without leaving ServiceTitan. The aim is to provide a seamless financing experience for both contractors and their customers.
And how does this fit into the broader picture of Synchrony's business and the consumer finance landscape right now?
Well, this partnership comes just days after Synchrony released earnings that showed the quality of their loans was generally positive, but with a few potential warning signs. The rate of loan defaults climbed slightly in the first quarter compared to the end of last year. However, the ratio of loans more than 30 days past due remained consistent. So while consumers are still in relatively good shape, there are hints that financial strain may be growing for some.
Synchrony also recently spoke about the issue of underinvestment in women's health. What did they have to say about that ongoing problem?
Yes, Aaron Gadavy, who leads Synchrony's wellness division, highlighted how women are spending less than men on healthcare due to financial constraints. As women's responsibilities at home have grown, they are deprioritizing their own health needs. Research shows a clear link between income levels and health attentiveness for women. Every additional $500 spent on women's health has a positive effect on their well-being. But many elective wellness expenditures are paid out of pocket, creating a real financial barrier for women to access the care they need.
Thanks for that update from Simply Finance. Shifting gears now to San Diego's renowned biotech cluster on Torrey Pines Mesa, which is facing challenges as federal research grants decline and economic headwinds persist. Some of the region's independent research institutes are being forced to consolidate or merge with larger organizations to survive, while others are taking risks on contract drug discovery work. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly is happening with these research institutes in San Diego?
Well, David, for the past 50 years or so, the Torrey Pines Mesa area of San Diego has been a major hub for biomedical research, with multiple independent institutes sprouting up and driving innovation. But in recent years, plunging federal grants and a tough economic climate have put many of these institutes in a precarious position. The Scripps Research Institute, for example, which has been independent for 25 years, is now openly seeking a merger partner to shore up its finances. Back in 2014, Scripps nearly merged with the University of Southern California before the deal fell through.
It sounds like even the major research universities in the area are getting caught up in this upheaval. What's going on there?
That's right. The University of California, San Diego has also been impacted. Last year, USC lured away a prominent Alzheimer's researcher from UC San Diego with a $500,000 salary. That sparked an ongoing legal battle over control of the researcher's federally funded Alzheimer's drug project. All of this maneuvering has brought a wave of tension to San Diego's normally laid-back biotech scene.
So what makes the San Diego biotech cluster so unique in the first place? And what are the national implications if it gets diminished?
San Diego's biotech strength comes from having multiple independent research institutes all located in close proximity. This creates a highly competitive and entrepreneurial environment for researchers. San Diego ranks behind only Boston and the San Francisco Bay Area in key metrics like venture capital funding, patents, and biotech jobs. So if San Diego's traditional model breaks down, it could be an ominous sign for other regions trying to build their own biotech hubs. Economists say the multiple independent actors are what gives San Diego its edge.
Those are fascinating insights on the challenges facing San Diego's biotech cluster. The outcome there could certainly have ripple effects for the biotech industry nationwide. Thanks for that report. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Finance. We'll see you back here tomorrow.